Welcome to Rhema for Today.
So I started in with Matthew. And I said to the Lord, now, dear Lord, I shut my eyes and said, now, dear Lord, before I ever read the Word, I've read the Bible before, but didn't mean anything to him. I didn't know you supposed to understand it, so I didn't try to understand it. Before I got saved. See, this is the first time I've looked at it since I've been saved. And it just looks different on the outside when you read it saved. Now, I promise you that I'll never doubt anything I read in your Word. And I promise you, as soon as I understand it, that the minute I understand it, I'll put it into practice. In other words, I'll be a doer of the Word, what I'm telling you today.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Or sort of like the old preacher said, bless God, I believe it's from revolutions to generations. Well, they believe the Bible's true from Genesis to Revelation. And they say it with a great deal of unction. And yet so many of those very same people are not doers of the Word. They are talkers about the Word. There's a difference between talkers about the Word and doers of the Word. They have mentally assented and agreed in their heads that the Word of God is absolutely true. But it doesn't do them any good because they are not making it their own. The way you make God's Word your own is to act upon it. Do what it says. When I trust in the Word with all my heart, and you know the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. And you know the only way in the world to trust in the Lord is to trust His Word. You cannot trust in the Lord without trusting His Word. Amen. Because God and His Word are one, just like you and your Word is one. If your Word's not any good, then you're not any good. If God's Word is no good, then He's no good. But thank God His Word is good, isn't it? And He watches over His Word to keep it. Praise God. Jeremiah, the first chapter, the 12th verse, has it. God said, I will hasten my word to perform it. King James translation in the margin reads, I watch over my word to perform it. But you see, if you don't take that word to be yours, He doesn't have anything to make good in your life. He wants to make it good in your life. And He wants you to have what His word promises. But if you don't act upon His word, then He doesn't have anything to make good in your life. So when I trust in the Word with all of my heart and stop leaning upon human reasonings, stop looking to people for deliverance, then I have corresponding actions with my faith. My actions are in perfect fellowship then with my confession of faith. Now, it's taken some of us a long time, and it'll take others even longer because they have so been walking in the wrong pathway, and their minds are so cluttered up with human reasonings until it'll take them a little while to renew their minds with the Word of God. So that they will have corresponding actions with their confession of faith. Until there is corresponding actions, there will be continual failure in your life. Now, I can confess and I can say just as boldly and just as loudly as I please that God is the strength of my life, and the Bible says He is, you know, and that I believe the Bible, and at the same time go on talking about my weaknesses and my inability and my lack of faith, and I'll be defeated and will continually fail because there's no corresponding action there. Isn't that true? That's absolutely true. You see, I'm resorting to human methods or means rather than trusting the Lord utterly. And so that brings confusion to my spirit, and that brings weakness and failure into my life. There's just one thing for us to do, and that's to turn to God's Word simply and wholeheartedly accept what God's Word says and then act upon it. Amen. I remember 30 years ago on the bed of affliction, I didn't know about healing at first. And I didn't know that I could be healed. And I went through a sort of a state there of a while of sort of blaming God. So many people do that. I said to the Lord, Lord, you know you've been better to others than you have to me. Now I said to the Lord, Lord, there's Owen Smith. I started to school with him in the first grade. I knew him before I started the school. We lived in a block of his house. Now, I know, of course, that I'm saved now and I've been a sinner, but I never was as mean as Owen Smith. And I said, Lord, he never has been sick that I know anything about. And here I've been sick all my life, afflicted with a heart condition, never able to run and play and do things that other children and boys do. And here at 15 years of age, I've become totally bedfast. Now, Owen Smith's not any older than I am. He may be a few months older. He's 16 by now. But I said to the Lord, Lord, I know exactly where he is. Without being off of the bed, I can tell you just about where he is. He's standing around right downtown, right now in front of a coffee drugstore. And his pockets is full of money. And he's got good clothes. And he's got health. I don't have health, never had health. If I was up, but we didn't even have good clothes. And I had no money. And I know how he got his money. They're not supposed to, but they're gambling there in the back of Coffee's drugstore. I know, I've been back there. I didn't gamble. But I know what they're doing. And I know that's the way he got his money. Because, you see, he's sort of, he's gambling some, making some money, but then he's working also with them to get folks in there so they can fleece them. So, you see, now here, I've got to die. I can't live, got no health, no money, no clothes, not real good clothes like he's got. And I never was as mean as him. And I've got to die, the doctor said. That don't look right, does it? And I felt so sorry for myself until I lay there half a day and wouldn't even talk to God. I wouldn't even speak to him. It'd help any if I wanted to get well. Well, she said, son, that's about half of the battle. I said, bless God, I got half of it won then. Because I sure want to. Then I decided I better try to do something about the other half of the battle, and I knew that was between me and God. So I decided I'd better get back on speaking term. He'd be on speaking term with me all the time. It was me, you see. And I began to pray, but he wouldn't hear me. I didn't make that connection. Finally, I began to see what was the wrong. You see, I'd promised the Lord some months before, after being saved. The first time I picked up the Bible, I say pick it up, I had him to bring it to me actually, and I looked at it, and it said Holy Bible. It said Old Testament, New Testament, and I had enough sense to know that the new took the place of the old, or one of them would be new and the other would be old. And so I said, well, I may not be here 10 minutes from now, because the doctor said I might die in a minute, so I'll start in with the new. You misunderstand me, I've read the old and still read it since then, because we learned much. But I wanted to find out what he had to say in the new covenant. So I started in with Matthew. And I said to the Lord, now, dear Lord, I shut my eyes and said, now, dear Lord, before I ever read the word, I've read the Bible before, but didn't mean anything to him. I didn't know you're supposed to understand it, so I didn't try to understand it. Before I got saved, you see, this is the first time I've looked at it since I've been saved. And it just looked different on the outside when you read it saved. Now, I promise you that I'll never doubt anything I read in your word. And I promise you, as soon as I understand it, that the minute I understand it, I'll put it into practice. In other words, I'll be a doer of the words, what it's telling them, you see. Well, I started in here with Matthew, and I read Matthew 1, Matthew chapter 2, Matthew chapter 3, Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6. And I got down at the end of that sixth chapter and I got hung up. Because you see, I'd promised him that I'd never doubt anything I read there. And you see, I read in the 25th verse of Matthew 6, where he said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-FAITH-99. 8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Byrne.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. Right. And register. You can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.